It is a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, like that first caller we had. I believe his name was Mike. He said he was going to stay outside all day doing chores. You can take a break. I think today's a perfect day for a hammock if you've got a nice shade tree.
Yeah, could be.
A little lazy boy somewhere. A little wind rustling. You hear it blowing through the leaves.
You betcha. Jay had a caller on his way to work. Wanted to know about how to take care of mistletoe in a mesquite tree. And we get that question from time to time. Doesn't seem to be a real good answer to that.
Well, the only real practical way, because it is a parasite, is to prune it out. Because it's attached itself into the vascular system of the plant. So if you tried to poison it or put killer on it, it could potentially damage the plant because it's going to go right into the uptake system of the plant. So just got to get in there and try and cut it out and get ahead of it if you can and remove it so it doesn't keep spreading and just keep watching it.
Is that mostly mesquite trees?
Palo Verdes, you see it in a lot, especially the little native foothill Palo Verde out in the desert. If you go for a walk or a hike or a ride out in the desert, you'll see a lot of that little-leafed or desert mistletoe in our Palo Verde trees.
Will it eventually kill that tree?
Eventually, yeah. Yeah, it'll just kind of take it over and dominate it, and then, the tree will become weakened. And so that's kind of what parasites do. If you get one in your body or whatever, they'll eat themselves to death. So it takes forever. I mean, it'd take a long, long time.
Well, that was my next question. How long is eventually?
And it's ugly. They don't look like the tree. You've got these kind of big masses in the tree of this stuff that's not very attractive. So that's usually the reason people cut it out is that it just doesn't look good.
Glenn's on the line, and you're talking Palo Verde and native trees. He's got that good old Palo Verde bark beetle he's battling and wants to know how to get rid of them. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, guys.
You don't like those two-inch beetles zooming around at night while you're trying to enjoy your Arizona outdoor
evening? 2-inch would be a little one.
Well, it's not the... It's the trees. I had one tree that died. It falls apart. I'm trying to save them because I got owls that come in and sit on them. So I just want to save the tree for the owls.
Well, there's a number of grub killers. Spinosad would be a safe one to use if you got wildlife in the trees. I would try a product called Spinosad.
Spinosad.
Uh-huh. And it's organic, and you can use it, and it's really good for borers, and probably do a good job for you.
They come out generally this time of the year.
What? Yeah.
Is that a good time to get them? Are they dormant the rest of the time, or hibernating? I guess bugs.
Well,
dormant.
What you see now is the male generally is the one that the female just barely comes out of the hole in the ground, and the male comes out and he starts looking for females. So that's why he's out carousing. So he's looking for a female, and then, they breed, and the female goes right back down in the ground and lays her eggs. And what's doing the damage is not the beetle. It's their larva. It's the grub that is then, once it hatches out, it's, eating root tissue and plant tissue and branch, all the stuff that's then weakening the Palo Verde tree. And then we get a good monsoon storm that on a tree that's been damaged, and they break and... eventually, if you have them bad enough, it'll kill the tree.
Fun insect when you're trying to enjoy an outdoor evening.
Oh, they can be pretty surprisingly scary, especially if you're sitting close to a light or on a patio with a light on.
They run over the top of your flip-flop. They look pretty big and gnarly
Or they just kind of dive bomb on you.
Let's see if we can squeeze Dave from Green Valley in. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
I have some agaves, and somebody had the same question. I missed the answer, that the leaves actually are laying on the ground. What's causing that?
Well, it's the grub or the larva of a beetle, and we call it an agave snout weevil. It has a kind of a snout proboscis looking thing, but again, it's the larval stage, the grub, that's doing all the damage. They lay eggs, and then those grubs eat the root and base and main stem of agaves, and unfortunately they look really healthy until about the day they're dead. And the first clue is that usually the lower leaves will kind of flatten out and start collapsing. But a lot of times you go over there and kind of wiggle it, and it's not even attached anymore because the root is all, you know, everything's gone, and you got this mushy, you know, rotting mess left down in the ground after they've done all their damage. So unfortunately, most of the times, once you realize you've got it, it's too late. The plant's dead.
Mm. And we were talking earlier about replacing a citrus at the point that it's no longer a good producer. What does a new agave run?
Well, it depends on how big you start. So you could buy a 1 gallon agave for $10 or $15, and on up. So it's not the end of the world. Although some of them are more expensive than that. If you get some really nice ones, they're slow growing.
Does he need to treat that ground before?
I certainly would. Some diatomaceous earth or, you know, or some type of grub killer before I replant it. And I think anybody that's got agaves in the landscape, you know, come about end of June, ought to probably be doing some kind of preventative treatment.
And for anyone that wasn't able to get online today, they can find you the rest of the week at
Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale on Hayden Road at 480-946-3481.